From the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized one of his fellow servants and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant, as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
So, I kind of have to apologize for this evening. My brain right now is a goobly mess. If there's anybody out there who's struggling because of an abortion in their past, there's an incredible experience called Rachel's Vineyard where you can experience healing and forgiveness. Whether you're a man or a woman, I spent all weekend as a chaplain on a retreat there, and there's real healing that occurs. We have information here to get you connected to any of these retreats. And it was incredible. It was an incredibly moving experience to see God working so closely. So I just wanted to start with that. Okay, moving on. A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, Paul encapsulates in three verses our reason for our Christian hope. And he's such a good writer in this way. He has such a talent in doing this. Brothers and sisters, none of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live for the Lord. And if we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or we die, we are the Lord's. For this is why Christ died and came to life, that he might be both the Lord of the living and the Lord of the dead. This is why Christ came and died for us, that he might be both Lord of the living and the dead. Because when we sinned, we cut ourselves off from God. When we sin, we say no to that relationship. And there's nothing we can do to pay back that debt. There's nothing we can do. We are finite creatures. But God, in his great love, his great mercy, his great forgiveness, made a way for us. And so Christ became a little child. He was born. He lived a full human life. And then he was crucified. And then he rose from the dead. Proof for us that God is the God of both the living and the dead. Proof for us that if we die with the Lord, we will also rise with the Lord. So what does that mean for us? How do we live for the Lord? The Lord loves us so much that he wants us to partake in his divine life. Let me repeat that. The Lord loves us so much, and the reason he created us was so that we could participate in his divine life. He wants us to be like him. And so we start here and now. We start becoming like him. I always get a kick out of Peter's question to Jesus. You know, how many times should I forgive my brother? Seven times? As many as seven times? I'm thinking to myself, man, my little brother, he exceeded that years ago. Oh, boy. As many as seven times. Well, he's a little snot, so. Aren't all little brothers? Oh, forgive me. And Jesus responds with this parable. And one thing that really struck me this time about this parable is that when the wicked servant goes to the king and says, "Have mercy on me, be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full." Notice how he says that. Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. But two lines previous to that, the scripture says that there was no way he could pay back the debt. The debt was so immense. Let me quote it. I can't find it. "Since he had no way of paying it back, the master ordered him to be sold." Since he had no way of paying it back. And that's us here. Because of our sinfulness, we have no way to pay that back to the Father. We have no way to settle accounts. We have no way to draw even with God. We can't. And yet, the Father forgives. The King forgives. And so what does he require of the servant? To forgive others.
And what does the wicked servant do? Of course, he doesn't forgive. He sees someone who owes him a much smaller amount, and he doesn't forgive him. And notice, he was forgiven, and then as soon as the king hears that he did not show forgiveness to others, that's when he went to prison. That's when he was forced to try and pay back the debt he could not pay back. And so God calls us to be like him in love, to be like him in mercy, to be like him in forgiveness. And that's hard. That can be hard. Because there are people who have hurt us deeply. There are people who have broken us, harmed us in ways that we never even want to talk about. There are people who weren't there for us. There are people who betrayed us. People we thought we could trust weren't there. And God is asking me to forgive them. Yeah. It's not going to be easy. It's not easy ever to forgive someone, especially if they harm you very deeply. But we must recognize that we were forgiven first. We were shown mercy first. And we were loved first. Before anyone had a chance to hurt us, before we had our hearts had a chance to be broken, we were loved immensely. And that is the perfect image of his love for us, right there on the cross. There's healing, though. There is healing that can take place. So if you've been hurt in any way and you need help, don't be afraid to ask for it. That's what we're here together for. This is what the body of Christ is meant to do for each other. We're meant to support each other and to help each other. So if you need that help, please, please reach out and ask for that help. And let us show each other love. Let us show each other mercy. Let us show each other forgiveness as God has done for each one of us.